KNWA Mobile.
Afternoon, Steve. KN4 TFW.
Who we got?
Hey, you got Ken.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, big guy? Listen, when you hit 65, you don't really worry about trying to remember names with call signs. So how you doing?
Yeah, doing pretty well for a Friday Eve, and I headed to the house.
But you should have been out around noon today, bud. I mean, well, any time between about 9:30 and noon today. Phew! I've got two good, decent hairs on the top of my head, and it was blowing both of them around.
Yeah, I've been going from building to building there at the plant, and it's certainly been windy for sure.
According to my equipment at the house, we had wind steady at 24 and gust to 38.
That high.
My house in Inman, and I'm kind of up on a knoll, so, you know, I get the breezes that everybody else don't get. But it is kind of nice in the summertime when I get the nice breeze that doesn't get everybody else up there on that knoll.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I was up there at Gossett Road.
I know where that is. Where is Gossett Road?
It's exit 80 off the interstate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Up there just above. No, it's not quite above Gaffney, is it?
No, it ain't above Gaffney. It's right above that 221.
Yep, I know where you're talking about. Matter of fact, it's just out there, just past 221. What were you doing out there?
Yeah, I work out there now.
I know, I didn't remember that. So where did you work before?
Yeah, I worked down in Piedmont.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Huh, so did you change jobs or just same people?
No, after 21 years, I got furloughed, and I didn't know for a while, and I got called back, but I went and looked for something else, and I found this, so I decided to take the jump and go for something different.
Okay, and 4BWA, well, hopefully for more money and better benefits and better hours.
Yeah, better benefits, better hours, and that, not as much, stress, not as much money, but I'll make it into what I need it to be.
Well, the hours and the benefits are a huge part of that equation these days.
Yeah, when I'm off up here, I'm off, and that, when I was off down there, I was still on.
Now, listen, I spent a whole career on call with my business. All these little medical clinics that run 24 hours. Nowadays, hey, when I clock off, I'm done.
I like it. You know, after 21 years and getting furloughed, I guess I was low man on the totem pole, right?
Actually, if you think about it, did they have a retirement program there for you?
Good place.
Yeah, well, hey, they probably cashed you out before you could draw any type of retirement. That's part of what that is. Let's see, if I remember right, you're what, 50, 55?
I'll be 61 next month. And it was already banked, so they had to give it to me when I left.
Well, at least you got that. How about that? Well, that's good. At least you didn't get knocked down that way. A lot of these companies, you know, to draw their retirement, you got to be there until you're 65. And when you turn into your 60s, depending on how valued a customer, employee you are or how you're needed, they'll go ahead and chop you off just so that you don't get their retirement.
There ain't no dedication to anything these days.
Now, there ain't no loyalty. Yeah, that's a thing of the past.
Something about today in the wind.
I am on my way down to meet my lovely better half at the Texas Roadhouse in Sparkleburg. And I'm going to take my new son-in-law and my daughter to heat out for his birthday. So we're gonna risk it on the COVID and see if I can't get a reasonable steak.
Meet you? Oh my God. KB2HXS.
Hey. Listen, there went the neighborhood, Ken. Yeah, I talked her into it. I talked her into marrying me, talked her into steak. I talked her into a bunch of good stuff. She don't seem to mind these days after this long.
Hey, I gotta borrow a few of your lines. Oh my God. You do pretty well.
I'm telling you, that 10 years I spent out there on my own between time turned me into a silver-tongued devil.
Well, I can't say anything more than that. Why don't you guys carry on? KB2HXS.
Before you go, did you get everything squared away on that other end?
I did.
Good, and I'm sure Knothead will really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, it was working good. It was the control board up in the furnace went bad. It wasn't kicking the furnace on at the right time. It was just, it would be like 30 minutes, all of a sudden the gas would fire up.
That's not good. All right, well, we'll catch you later, bud. Hey, Ken, you want to continue talking to the silver-tongued devil?
8 minutes out. That was Andrew, wasn't it? H times X. S, rather.
Dave,
sorry. Wrong. Too many new people here lately.
Yeah, that was Dave. Now, I tell you what. I met him here on the radio, and I tell you what. You meet some mighty good people on the radio, which is a good thing. It's been very beneficial to me, I tell you. Well, let's see what's going on 26.
Good for me, too.
Good for me, too. And 26 was looking good. Not too much traffic out there today. I just came through.
Well, good, good. You know, hey, both of you, I've got a knack for... Well, I tell you what, put it this way. If you want me to, I'll give you a call on the radio when I'm headed for 26. That way you can stay away from it, because it has a knack for getting bottled up every time I try to get on it.
Not too bad today. Usually it's backed up at that construction zone, but it wasn't today. KN4 TFW.
I am. I got a few more minutes before I'm tested.
On that mixer. Weekday, I can bring it down there about any time, except for on the 13th and 14th. I'm going to be busy on the 13th and 14th, okay? I'm gonna go to one of my modeling meetings, and also going to go over to the gun show down in Greenville. So I'm going to be busy all day Saturday on the 13th. So just put that in your schedule and think about it, okay?
For what?
That cement mixer.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, I'm not even ready for that. I'm nowhere near ready for that. I'm talking probably in March when the weather breaks a little bit. Don't mind freezing my, I'm not going to freeze my butt off outside.
Boy, you've been in Florida too long. Hey, Ken, he's been living down in Florida, and his blood got down there and got thin.
Yeah, I heard that, and then he moved to Greer.
That's right. He moved to Greer.
My attitude is still pretty bad, though.
All right, for somebody from up north that's been transplanted out of Florida. Hey, remember what I asked you today? Do you like it here? That's what counts.
And you remember my answer? Yes, I do.
Hey, both of you, Ken and Dave, you know the main thing that I just can't stand from people that have moved down here from up north? Well, that ain't the way we did it back home. You ain't in Kansas anymore, Toto.
You ain't back home.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was thinking they come down here on a vacation and they like it, and then they move on down here because they like it, and the first thing they want to do is change it to the same way it was where they left. Doesn't make any sense to me. HKX. Yeah, I'm used to that up in Brevard. They do that.
for my lifespan.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm finished with my route and getting ready to head to the house.
The fellow that had the truck splattered?
Still dealing with that.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? As part of the settlement, you ought to make sure that you get some kind of restitution for the amount of time that they piddle-pooed around trying to get you another vehicle.
I have that on my policy where they have to compensate me for loss of income, so we're working on that.
Well, good. Well, good, bud. Well, I hope all that finally washes out for you.
A lady run a stop sign and T-boned me right in the door on my tool truck.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me four years ago. Some young lady came out of Winn-Dixie out of the side entrance and T-boned me. Lost a nice 2013 Honda Pilot.
Two Freightliner, so, and she was in a Volkswagen Jetta. I was wearing my favorite, but she's still done a lot of damage.
Wow, where'd you hit your fuel tank?
Hit me in the door where you come into a box to come in and own the tool truck to buy tools.
Oh, okay, okay, gotcha.
They hauled her off in an ambulance, didn't they?
They did, but I didn't see any life-threatening injuries, but she was, didn't know what world she was in.
Okay now, something like that, you know, you need to be able to, not pay for the experience, but, learn from the experience.
We two people learning from that experience because it was not her car, and she told them somebody, her and somebody else.
Back years ago, there used to be a character on Saturday Night Live called Mr. Bill, and they used to go, "Oh no, Mr. Bill!" Wow, that was a double whammy.
That show.
Not old enough to remember when it first came on. 73.
10.
And let you stay up and watch Saturday Night Live.
Well, to remember the skits, I don't know when it actually first aired, so there. KB2HXS.
KN4BWA. Yeah, my wife is 5 years younger than me, and I remember first runs of The Rifleman. Well, heck far. She wasn't born until 60. Ain't no way she can remember it, but she goes, "Oh, yeah, I remember that." Okay.
You still in there?
I remember the first run to Star Trek. It may not have been old enough, but I've been watching a lot of reruns.
Yep. Well, hey, you doubled with somebody in there. Who was that you doubled with?
It was me, Patrick. I was asking if Ken was still in there, because I can meet him and take care of his neighbor's issues this afternoon if he would like to.
Yeah, that'd be good. I just backed into the driveway here, and then I was going to sign with you guys anyway. So, yeah, you remember the address?
Not really, but I am on 290. And you can tell me. I know I got to turn at the light up here at the Sphinx.
Church just past the, just past the Ingles. Or if you're coming, if you're headed towards 25, it's right before the Ingles.
Okay, I've already passed it then. I am just past it. I can turn right up here and come back across.
If you need some help and she's good looking, I'll come on up.
Yeah, what kind of issues we got? I got tools in my car.
I had some tools that he needed to exchange, and he was just going to swing by, and then we could meet.
Damn it.
Hey, Ken, y'all have a good day. And Patrick, just be careful doing a U-E up there in their area.
I think I'm going to go up here to the Sphinx and turn around in their parking lot and do it that way and use the light.
Highway 290 up in that area, you better do that, because they zip along pretty good up there. You don't want to total out another one.
good right now.
Fixing to pull into the Texas Roadhouse. I'm smelling some burning flesh coming out of their chimneys over here. So I will hopefully talk to you guys soon. 73's KN4 VWA. Clear. Dave, I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Steve. Have a good afternoon or evening. Okay, B2HXS. I'll be in here for just another probably 2 minutes.
All right, 73, Steve. Good to talk to you, and that I'll catch you another day. KN4 TFW.
Turn around, and I'll holler at you here in a minute so I can get into your place there.
Yeah, roger that. No problem.
There's another station there, real weak and noisy. Is it proper to ask what tools you sell?
I'm a Matco Tools rep. I bought a franchise a couple years ago, so.
Oh, I love Matco Tools. All right. I'll have to maybe bump into you one day.
Radio on, so just give me a shout. I'm all over the upstate of Greenville here. I don't go into Spartanburg much.
As you heard Steve say, I live in Greer, so I'm not far.
That's where I was at today, is Greer.
Got a sign with you. I'm at a customer's house. Got to take care of some business. I'll catch up with you in a little bit.
All right, 73, Dave. Catch you another time. KN4 TFW.
73, Dave, and it's nice talking to you.
KB2HXS.
That station coming in there. Try again. Yeah, sorry.
Ian, do you live out on 101? Is that where you're at?
No, I can see that Ingles out my backyard. If you get to the Ingles, you kind of look to the right where those ball fields are, you'll be able to see my house. So just go to that light right after the Ingles, take a right, and then come down, and it'll be the first road on the right. Take you right into the subdivision.
10-4 on that. I'll be turning around here in just a minute.
Oh, man, that sounded like CB days. I know that's right.
Kids on CB, my dad's a trucker, so that's what I was used to. It just had slipped out.
They do it all day. You have to carry a radio at work all day long, and they're using those 10 codes left and right, and I've been trying and trying, not the same.
These are just hard to break.
KI4KCX on Echolinx. KI4KCX on Echolinx.
TFW, this is Patrick, KO4HKX. I'm heading back down that way now. I'm going to turn right after the Ingles, correct?
Right, it'll be between the cemetery and the little daycare there, right after the Ingles. How you doing, Andrew? KN4TFW. Got Patrick on here, too.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Doing well, Andrew. KO4HKX here.
Repeater again. Man, my daggum radio's giving me a fit. It's wanting to change channels randomly for some reason.
Check SES back on.
What?
Check on a unit today. I repaired a fellow's heat. And the door switch, the safety switch on the door is giving us problems, so I just put another one back and swapped it out. That's what we want.
No, you didn't mess up anything. I was trying to talk Patrick into my house.
Go ahead, gentlemen. I'll sit out for a minute.
We're right here. I'm almost there now, so...
Yeah, I was working on a gentleman's heat today, and there was a bad control board in the furnace. And luckily, we were able to find one. It's an older unit, and got it all working for him. And then the door switch, the little safety switch on the panel door was giving us problems, so I just brought another one back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get hooked up with you eventually to get some work done.
Good on QRZ, my email's on there, or Steve knows my phone number. Get a hold of Steve. But doing any kind of off-color things on here, if you know what I mean.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, like I said, I get hooked up with you eventually. It'll be another couple of months at least.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem. Anyway, so I'm heading back home. 10 minutes away. That's a nice thing. This customer is only 10 minutes from the house.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, these are 1990 models.
Holy mackerel. Okay. They probably run pretty good still?
Yeah, remarkably they do. I mean, I've been in maintenance my whole life, so I've been taking care of them, swapping out a few things and everything, but I think it's a total replacement time now.
I think you and I spoke last before.
Right on the Fairview, correct? Yeah, Patrick, take a right on the Fairview. If you get to the four-way stop, you went too far.
On the Fairview. I'm in a black excursion.
Yeah, white Dodge backed into the driveway and just pull up in front of the house. I see you. So I'm going to sign with you other guys and that, and I'll say 73, and I hope you guys have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
Settle in here for another 10 minutes. KB2HXS 73.
KO4HKX 73, fellas. It's nice talking to you this evening.
Yep. On left. Oh, well. KB2HXS listening.
CEF, sorry, I had a phone call. I missed whatever y'all were saying at the very end.
I know the two fellas here, they backed out. They're off the air for a few minutes. I'm here still. KB2HX, his name is Dave.
Got Andrew on this end.
I think we spoke before. I can't remember anymore. Yeah. When you get old, the first thing to go is your memory. I can't remember what the second one is.
Shoot, I'm horrible with names, so I start remembering voices after a while, and the bad part is I can't put names with them at the time, so.
But yeah, I'm just, I had to run down to a customer's house, just finishing up on a repair that I did.
Home this evening, come home from work, or are you just out and about?
Well, I work for myself, I'm an AC tech, AC and heat tech, so we just had a run into town here to a customer's house, or back to a customer's house real quick, and just swap something out. But, no, I'm right here in Gurr.
Yeah, I live up just in Hammond, just past Gurr.
Oh, yeah, you're up there by Steve.
I was calling to him yesterday on the radio.
In here off of 14 and Country Club Road in this area.
Too bad. Shoot, I mean, Greer's not a bad place. I stay as far away as I can from work.
I work with me. I got all my tools in the back.
Get them that way.
I'm pretty much my own boss, so I can kind of call the shots a little bit.
I'm getting older now, and I think, man, I wish I'd have done something to learn a trade or whatnot. That way I can do something beyond work for a company or something. But, you know, it is what it is. I got good jobs. So I can't complain.
Probably what I do, you know, make people happy, fixing their stuff without ripping them off. So do the best I can for people, you know.
The thing is once people know, I mean, that's the people that they're inclined to go back with. I mean, there's been a company that put our air in our house, and, man, it was a headache. So we eventually had to end up going with somebody else that didn't even put our unit in, and supposedly, you know, we didn't have the warranty was through a different company, and they don't honor that. So, right, it was still, we get good service then.
There's kind of a mixed thing about that. If the unit's less than 5 years old, anybody can service it. Doesn't matter who you are, you can service it and you can do the warranty work. You know, just charge whatever labor. If you have warranty through like a home the heck is Home Warranty, Home Shield, or whatever the heck it is. Those things are a joke. But as long as the unit's less than 5 years old, anybody can work on it. If it's been registered and you get the full 10 years out of it, also anybody can work on it. I don't understand why these companies do that kind of thing.
Really getting any paperwork that says we had a warranty besides just maybe whenever they first told us and told us how much it was going to cost. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm fringing on a gray area here. Let's let this conversation go.
On that, shoot, I left a review on, it might have been Google or something like that, but, you know, other than that, all I can do is go with somebody who gives good service. As long as you do that, I think people keep coming back.
I think word of mouth is the best. You know, you get a few customers to talk about you nice, and, you know, I mean, hey, every once in a while you're going to run into a headache problem issue or something, but I think it all boils down to how you handle yourself and, you know, kind of comport yourself the proper way. And if you don't lie to people, tell them the truth and say, listen, I'm knocking my head against the wall. I don't know what I'm doing. Or I can't figure it out. I think people understand that rather than being lied to.
All right, my work phone's ringing. I got to answer it real quick. I'll be standing by. It's KO4CEF.
All right, sir. I'll be listening out for a few more minutes. Just coming through the middle of downtown Gurr. KB2HXS Mobile.